changing everything, exactly.
I'm joined by club captain Julian Seals after this afternoon's 2-1 win at Walton Casuals. Julian, it looked like it was going to be a frustrating afternoon. We had lots of possession, lots of chances. Then Scott Corbett pops up with the winner. The team must be pleased with the performance today.
Yeah, pleased with the result. The performance has still got a long way to go. We don't look a cohesive unit at the moment. And I think that we were fortunate, in a way, to come away with 3 points. Although we dominated the second half, I'm not really sure they had too much pressure. It was always going down to the wire. We always looked as if we were just going to do enough. But having said that, really, really pleased to see the second goal go in. As you said, Scott worked ever so hard today. And I thought it was richly deserved. It was a good reward for him. At 2-1, I actually thought we weren't going to concede, so I felt relatively comfortable. But again, we just need to push on. We need to start games quicker. We need to start games better. We need to put on more of a show. We got a bit direct today, and I think, you know, half time we realised that we needed to shorten it up and get the ball back down on the pitch, because that's the strength that we have over every other team in this league. So,
Maz got the winning goal here last season, and he got a good goal again today. How much of an impact has he had since he's returned?
Maz has freshened things up. He's given more competition for places. And you know, it's good to see another face back that you know what they can do, that they're a proven player. And I think we are generating now a squad whereby there is competition for places in just about every position. Today we saw 3 or 4 players come in who hadn't played before. Steve Potterall, John Coke, all didn't let themselves down. So we are building a squad. We just need to really kick on. And I think one of the keys today was, before today we were 11th in the league. We were absolutely bang on mid-table, 3 wins, 3 losses. And I think it was always a case of, look, today was going to be a pivotal point in our season. Do we want to, at 1-1, we said, look, if we draw, we're going to stay where we are. If we win, we go up into back where we want to be. And if we end up losing, then we get sucked down into the bottom half. So we're generating some form in terms of, you know, looking at five wins and 6, but still got a long way to go on the performance. And I think everybody realises that they've, you know, that they have a part to play in that.
I was going to ask you, as you said, 5 wins in the last 6. Is the squad, as it currently stands, good enough to challenge for promotion, do you think?
I think we've still got a big test to come. We've got a big test to come in the next couple of weeks. Now that Tuesday's off, Dover, Fleet, both flying. Well, they were top two before today. We're a big game side. We know that we play well against the better opposition. But, you know, we need to put on more of a show. We need to be more comfortable in these kind of games, because these are the games that cost us last year. And for the first half of the season, we hardly took any points off the top 6. Then when we settled the squad down, all of a sudden we started nicking points, nicking results against the top boys. So the next couple of weeks, I think, will be a big decider in how our season pans out, because I believe we'll be competitive in those games. But we want to be more than competitive. We want to be going there and winning and sending messages out to other teams in the league that we're serious about getting promotion this year. So a pivotal point today, hopefully. Again, win when you don't play particularly well. It's always quite pleasing. So just need to kick on from here, really.
We had a few red cards earlier in the season, and we were fouled a lot today. It looked like a niggly game from where I was standing, but no one reacted and we kept good discipline. Is that something that Stuart and Mark have instilled in the side?
I think so. I think it's partly discipline in tackles. I think it's partly to do with working for each other as well, because the discipline comes in two forms. One is not reacting to tackles. One is helping your mate out when he looks as though he's been beaten, and doing that extra work and running that extra yard. And that's still the thing that we really need to get going, because there's a lot of players. There's a good feel-good factor around the club. There's a feel-good factor around the squad. But we need to be disciplined. But, yeah, in answer to your question, I think it was a bit niggly, but I think the referee handled the game quite well today, which is a bit of a change considering normally I'm their bit fiercest critic. And I think he handled it quite well, and that was a tribute to him.
Stuart wasn't here today. Mark Harris presumably took charge. Was there any difference in preparation or anything like that?
I think Mark just said, look, I wanted to see you go out, be relaxed and express yourself, which, when you're managing the non-league, sometimes works for you. But today it was a bit different. You know, we tried playing 4-3-3 and it didn't work. Mark had the courage to change it, and I think we grew more into the game as we started to play 4-4-2, which is a position and a formation that we all know and can play to. And I think that's good because personnel are coming in and know exactly what's expected of them. You mentioned the red cards, which lead to suspensions. If people come in a set formation, then they know their job, and it's a lot easier for them to integrate back into the side. And I think that's why, you know, Potts and Koki really looked more comfortable today when they came back in. And as you said, Maz scored a good goal and generally looked alive, I say.
If I could ask you about us, the fans, the chairman criticised us for what he deemed a poor turnout at a midweek youth team game in the programme last week. Today, at an away game, the vast majority of the crowd were K's fans. What's your verdict of us?
K's make a 12th man. The fans are fantastic. We feel as though we've got 12 players on the pitch whenever we're here. The travelling support just bamboozles me every time I run out the tunnel, and they play a major, major part. You know, there were players who were tired today, but fans' encouragement and general positivity is translating onto the pitch. So I think it's testament to the fact that the people who have left have been absolutely gutted. The people who are here are generally have it's great buzz around the club that we want to be successful, not only for ourselves but for those around the club, because this club's had its fair share of hardship, and it's really now looking as though we're creeping over the hill and can get some momentum going back to put it where it needs to be. So they are superb. They're the best in the league, and we're going to need them over the next couple of weeks, particularly Dover and Fleet. Just on a related point, obviously all the players wish Stuart and his family all the best at this time. Shame he wasn't here today, but we totally understand that. And let's hope that this gets back to him and puts a smile on his face in what's been a difficult week.